What is it, Cliff?
They say that's just a figure of speech.
Huh?
A figure of speech. Not literal, not meant to be literal.
Everything is theory. No practical. I have 10 directions. And 8 directions, corner and north, east, east, west, and up and down. So everywhere he is present. So Krishna has got 10 hands. So my father used to say, if Krishna takes your money or possession in 10 hands, how you can protect it with 2 hands? And when he gives you in 10 hands, how much you can take in 2 hands?
Hmm.
So in my case, it has become practical. Everything he has taken in 10 hands, and now he's giving in 10 hands. I'm practically experienced. My Guru Maharaj ordered me to do this. I was trying to save my business, my family, with 2 hands, and Krishna took it in 10 hands. And now, after making me beggar, he is giving me 10 hands. You take as much as you like. This is, and now I am thinking of my father's instructions. The ambition was that I become a very Bhagavat. That was huge. He used to invite so many saintly persons and he'd pray, please bless my son. I was very pet son, that he may become a devotee of Radharani. Radharani may bless him. That was his only prayer.
Fulfilled.
Yes. He was inviting so many saintly persons. That is the old system to receive saintly persons.
Srila Prabhupada, you said that you were not so much impressed by the saintly persons that were coming.
Yes.
Why was that?
Not all of them were real Vaishnava. That was my discrimination from the beginning of my life. I never liked these bogus samis and yogis. I never liked. My father had no discrimination. Never mind whatever he is. He's a saintly person, you see. He was giving fortnightly. There was one Mayavadi sannyasi in Kalihat. So, first of all, the father was sannyasi, then his son was sannyasi. So we had very good relationship with him. I also used to, because father was my... So he would carry ganja for him. In those days, ganja was very cheap, so much ganja, and so much butter. Whenever he would visit, he'd give some red cloth, ganja, and butter.
Your father would give him ganja?
That to sannyasi.
Why?
Well, he was smoking ganja.
But why did he supply him?
He did not discriminate that this is bad. Mm. He smokes, and he had some regard for him. All right, take ganja.
So Krishna is also like that if we...
He was offering him something, whatever he likes. That was his theory.
Friendly.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. And he did not know the ganja smoking was bad for sadhu. That is impression in India.
Mm-hmm.
We criticize, but in India, in every sadhu samaj, they smoke ganja.
Yeah.
Yes. Not high class. This bogus samis and Yogi.
Yeah, that Mr. Das, the lawyer who came here, I used to visit him. And he had one sadhu who used to come. His, it was his guru. And he would also smoke ganja.
Yes. Ganja smoking is not taken as bad in India. By the sadhus, not ordinary men.
Right. He told me, Mr. Das says that it increased his meditation and ecstasy.
Whatever it may be, ganja smoking by the sadhus, sannyasis, is not taken very bad, see. The hippies learned from them.
Yes.
Allen Ginsberg introduced. Yes. Ganja smoking is very good by the saintly person.
I think your Guru Maharaj spoke strongly against such persons.
Oh, yes. And from him we learn that intoxication, any kind of intoxication, is bad.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also was...
He was also not very serious. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was very serious. And we learn from him. And it is Shastri. No intoxication is good.
How is it that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not so strict in that regard, yet his son, who learned from him, became very strict, like a rod?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so strict. Because he married twice, he used to say, Stri Sangi. Attached to a man. Even his father. He was very strict. Sometimes I would be angry with him. He's Stri Sangi. And don't discuss this. He was very strict. No excuse, no compromise.
That's where you got all of that from.
My is imitation, but his was real. All these Navadvip people were afraid of him.
Afraid.
Strong answer. They made a what is called conspiracy to kill him.
Who did that?
The Navadvip Goswamis. They raised 25,000 rupees and wanted to bribe this police officer. That you take this money, we shall finish him. Don't take any action.
But the policeman said?
Refused. Yes, we take bribe, but not in such cases.
Why?
He just sent the person.
Too much.
We cannot agree to that. Everyone knows who just takes bribe. They admit, yes, you take bribe, but not in such cases. This was told by Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta to me. He was talking many things confidently.
But what is that story that one time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was invited to he wanted to get invitation or he was invited to speak and they put so many conditions on his speaking. There was some place.
Yeah.
He said, now you cannot speak on such and such subject. He agreed, all right.
I think there was a Vaishnava meeting in Agarete by Maharaj Manindanandi. He was referring to them. When I was visiting, I used to sit with his on his coach. Yeah, he's like, yeah, Guru Maharaj was sitting on the coach. I took him an ordinary gentleman. So then nobody asked me that you're sitting, get down. No, nobody asked me. Then I was saying that all other big disciples, they're sitting down. So then I began to sit down. Neither Guru Maharaj told me, neither anybody told me.
What kind of, it was a regular couch? Or
yes.
A chonky?
Yeah. Not chonky, coach. That padded coach, yeah. Bench.
Couch. Sofa,
yes.
Oh boy. You were a young man at that time.
Yeah.
But no one said anything.
Not very young. It was in 19. Yeah.
1923?
No. 23, of course. When I first met him, he was sitting ground. I was. At Mathura, there was party, Parikrama party, in 1933. So I went to see their party, what they're doing, Gaudiya out of inquisitiveness.
It was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned once that most of the Parikram devotees, they wanted to go on Parikram, but he was speaking?
Yeah. I did not go to Parikram. So he very much appreciated. There was an announcement that now Parikrama will start in the evening at 5, and Prabhupada also will speak. So anyone who wants to hear Prabhupada, he can stay, others be ready for going. So, about a dozen men remained, and all went to Parikrama. So I was at that time new man. Not exact new man, but not recognized disciple. I did not. So he saw that I am sitting. I did not go to Parikrama. He very much appreciated. I prefer to hear him than go to Parikrama. That he appreciated.
That was the same time that you took initiation?
Yes. After that, I took initiation.
Where was the initiation ceremony?
In Allahabad.
In Allahabad.
1933.
So from Mathura, everyone went to Allahabad?
Yes. Or they went to somewhere. But I came back. From Allahabad I went to Mathura, and I came back to Allahabad at my own place.
Initiation was held at that Gaudiya Math in Allahabad?
At that time, that Gaudiya Math was not there. There it was a rented house.
Did you help to build that one?
Huh?
Did you help to establish that Gaudiya Math? Or that was after?
My majority was paid by one of our godbrothers. That 3,000 purchasing land. Uh-huh. Then gradually developed. We used to pay something.
Oh, yeah. He's come many times to Tarun Babu.
He came many times?